This is tape recording number 7109CO5, a lecture given by L. Ron Hubbard on the 5th of September, 1971. The title of this lecture is A Talk on a Basic Qual. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
On Reel to Reel, in 1985, on a three-reel set. It contains additional material not found on the 1989 cassette version.
This is 5th of September, 71, and this is a talk on a basic qual. Now, the first you hear of this, the first anybody heard of this, really, was Flag Bureau Data Letter 101 of 5 August, 71. And this came along at a time when word clearing was restored. I have a hat that nobody quite notices, and it's the finder of lost tech. Now, some people go all of their lives looking for the mystery of the pattern of the pyramid, and others go looking for the Mayan civilization and how it built things, and I go looking for the tech people have lost in Dionysus and Scientology as a primary expeditionary action. This begins some time ago when, with horror, I found out they'd lost all of expanded lower grades. Quickie grades had come in, and you're just now recovering technically from the loss of the full text of early Dianetics. And that was dropped out and wasn't gotten back in for literally years. It dropped out for years, and then we've been working really very hard since 69 to get it in. Right now, amazingly enough, you find me restoring Class 8 technology. I have a mission right now restoring Class 8 technology. Asho, for instance, going into a campaign in Asho trying to restore power technology. There was a mission, and then they got a hidden data line going and a verbal communication line going, and power went out again. And the finding of lost tech is a very, very interesting hat, because people managed to lose it at the drop of a bulletin. And that is very important, because that is the primary function and action of qual. It is not patching up some case that has been messed up by the HGC. I'm passing you this hat. The finder of lost tech. Now, there are several ways that tech gets lost. And first and foremost amongst them is the misunderstood word. And the student comes to you and he says, HCOB, something or other, written by so-and-so, actually is in conflict with HCOB, boff, boff, and so on, and we don't know whether to turn on the E-meter with the right hand or left hand. We're all confused, and I can't make it out. And you say, look, it's a misunderstood word, son. Let's find it. Oh, no, 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 it's not a misunderstood word. Exactly, all these things are in conflict with everything else, and everything is in conflict with and so on. I'm going mad. You say, now, look, take it easy. Be quiet. Be calm. And sit down. Pick up the cans, and let's find out where on that earlier bulletin, there's a word you don't understand. And so he reads it, method two, to you, and he has never understood H-C-O-B. He has not understood remimio. And he doesn't know the word at. He doesn't know the word such. And he has never figured out what is the word this. And after you've cleaned all this up, got it all nicely looked up, now you say, read the bulletins. Oh, yeah, nothing, no conflict there. What was I talking about? all of these wild technical confusions begin with a misunderstood word and in actual fact don't exist at all. Now, enough people at St. Hill, sometime after I left there, 66, 67, 68, enough people misunderstood enough words, so the students were then told the early material of the course and all of the material on the course and anything you're studying on this course is historical, and it is only background information, and we don't use it anymore. And that was the system by which it vanished. And what do you know? People were starting to get mad at them in the community. They were not delivering tech. The results were no longer there. And you would just be amazed at the number of cases that we crack right down the center and push right up from the bottom of one of these personality graphs on 1956 tech. There isn't a case in the world that wouldn't crack up on GF40 expanded, which has in it the running of engrams narrative. And of course, when it goes into drugs, that's also with somatics. The full drug rundown can be done from it. And listing, which is grade 3, class 3, level 3 material. GF40 expanded. There isn't an interiorization rundown that has gone wrong, that hasn't gone wrong, because of 1962 technology. In other words, when they lose the tech, they don't do the tech, they don't get the results, they're going, bleh. And they lose the tech through the misunderstood word. Now that 64 technology managed to stay on the study tapes utterly unused until we suddenly started to dust it off and put it in picture book form and began to issue it in the recent series. Now, if you recognize this as the operating background of technology, you will see then that somebody has to be a custodian of not just the books, but the meaning of the books. And if that is kept in, the technology will continue to win. So the probable earliest applicable policy letter is Keeping Scientology Working, with which you're all familiar. Now, who does that? Qual does that. Now, if you look at Qual from that point of view, suddenly it makes a great deal of sense. And if at any time you become confused as to what you're supposed to be doing, or any time any one of your staff in Qual becomes confused as to what they're supposed to be doing, point out that the essential commodity of the organization is knowledge. And before it is a deliverer of tech, it is a custodian and disseminator of knowledge. And the only thing that makes that organization any different than anything they've been doing for the last umpty-umpt trillion, billion, skillion years is the fact that it has knowledge that unravels the knots and problems that man has been cracking his brains with ever since he wondered, after he had made the stone axe, why he was so unhandy with it. Knowledge, that is the one thing which has appeared along this line. And this is true, because the most successful franchises have been those which featured knowledge. And people came in, and one franchise that was running at a very, very high level, and I think they stopped the successful pattern in it, had a group, and people met, and people from the public came in, and so on, once a week. And they took up HCO policy letters. Now, it's very interesting. You say, well, the public wouldn't be interested in that. No, that's not right. The whole public is all worried about organization. They're caught in the middle of a hurricane of organization or of disorganization. They are interested in it, and there are many policy letters which are very good. They franchise also would take up HCOBs and so on, but the policy letters were quite a hit. And so all they do would be to read this policy letter and to them and discuss this policy letter and talk about this policy letter. Now that is pure export of knowledge. There have been comparable actions on the past track. One of them when the Emperor of China sent one of his people over to India to import all of the textbooks of Buddhism. And they did, and translations occurred. And Buddhism eventually, up through the years, since it wasn't pushed very hard and so forth, eventually permeated and got all through China. Japan was just hanging by its tail from the trees until Buddhist monks came in, and Buddhist monks brought them religion and also brought them culture. And they brought them writing, painting, pottery making, and that sort of thing. But those were incidental. They brought them knowledge. Knowledge itself is something. And what org anywhere at the present moment preserves it, except perhaps for the staff for application? And yet it is an important commodity. So if you find out, why does knowledge get lost? It gets lost because of the misunderstood word. And that in itself is a magnificent piece of knowledge, because nobody ever knew that before. How do things squirrel? How do they get altered? They get altered because of a misunderstood word. It is so good, and this is so positive as technology, that the other day I cleared up the whole capability of a person on post here on this ship by just listening to the trouble he was having, but mainly to how he was solving it. He was given a certain type of material to write, and when he read that, he read it, and it was telling him what to write, permission orders and so on. As he told me, he said he went then and found a couple of old mission orders of that particular type he was confused about, and looked them up to see how that was done. Sounds perfectly okay, doesn't it? Except this is a brand new type of mission order that's never been written before. And I said to my messenger, I said, would you please go down and find what misunderstood word occurs immediately before that mission order type is discussed. Now, actually, I may be telling tales out of school, but it all has a very happy ending. The messenger spent 2 hours with him and finally found right alongside of it the word such. And he had never known what that meant. And that cleared up, and his GIs came in, and now he grasped the whole thing completely, and he's a howling success. The odd part of it is he's been worried for some months about the quality of what he was writing. And it all hung up on a little tiny word in English. So this is the first thing, then, that you would have to do to keep Scientology working and keep technology present. The reason why you have somebody in an org running power on the PC before Dianetics, because after he's expanded the lower grades, his shoe straps need adjusting, is because usually he doesn't know the English word a, an, and the. And wherever you find altered tech in an org, you will find it preceded by a misunderstood simple word. And there is the source and point of alter is, exactly. If you were to go into ASHO at this moment and comb over all of those auditors who were having trouble with power, you would find the verbal data line was more acceptable because they had already collided with a misunderstood, simple English word. The big oddity being, and the huge, this is really a huge oddity, is that the complex terms of Dianetics and Scientology they take in their stride. People speak on this ship better Scientology than they do English. It's a fact. It's a subject of survey. The reads occur on English. Person starts in, starts to read a bulletin, starts to read something, and what do you find? You would be sure that ARC break would read. Doesn't. Even when he's got one. But the word then reads. You actually have to see it to believe it. And your hands should get very dirty with this material, and you should get to a point where you know this so well that you never falter. Here is an AS who was going back to his org, and we found that word clearing had dropped out recently on the FEBC, and so I said, we've got to brief these fellows within 2 hours and get them on the plane, and there's all these people, for heaven's sakes, get yourself a bunch of auditors, do method two on their mission orders. I will tell you, the misunderstood words which read here on an FEBC graduate, where method two had not been in use for a while. Believe me, it's in use now. Wow. There's handy automatic thumb screws leap over and jump onto the supervisors the moment they, if every half hour they haven't mentioned the word, or meter, or method two, it's set up as an automatic computer, and these thumb screws jump out from the walls. Listen to these words. Organization, flag, standard, know, K-N-O-W, HCO area sec. briefed, fired, action, flag org management, situation, HASs, demands, neglected, hatting, post, establishment, continued, maintain, why, policy, PLs, deviation, producing. Well, I will save you the rest of it. It goes on this way for four pages. There it is. The words are circled. And that's the exact material this man had been studying for several months. So, what can you adjudicate from that? That there should be somebody in an organization that keeps this straight. In fact, there should be an organization in the organization that keeps this straight. And as long as you do that, the organization will win, it will become prosperous, the people will be happy and cheerful, and you get one of these scenes where the public walking along is slapping the staff on the back and congratulating them and telling them they're great fellows, and one of these places where tech is in, and the public and the customers are getting big wins and so on. You've seen an org when it's in that state, and when its tech has gone, why, it's not in that state. The public walks through and they don't really look at anybody very much, or they come in snarling, yell me in intensity, when are you going to do it, you know? And that is the difference. And when an org is jumping and enthusiastic and so on, there is a minimum of misunderstood words in it. And when an org is all thud, don't know, you think it comes from the significance of a GI or from the fact that somebody isn't boothless, or the fact that somebody's raising hell with the staff or something or something or something. No, no, no. The only difference between a very happy org and a very glum, we'll all commit suicide tomorrow sort of an org, is simply the misunderstood word. Now, a good qual, then, is perfectly capable of straightening out all the alter is in an org and sending its stats up through the roof with no ethics at all. The degree of ethics that has to be applied in an org is directly proportional to the number of misunderstood words. So, if you do your jobs well, you won't get into one of these, see an org get into one of these heavy ethics scenes. Now, you say, well, what's the difference between this qual and any other qual? Well, this is actually a different qual. This is a different qual. We take everything that we have known as a qual, and if you are going to bring back in review, and if you are going to do this or that or the other thing that a full qual would do, it goes over into Department 15. Now, Division 5, Department 15, that is now called the Department of Validity, and has a director of validity, and it has qual, interview and invoice, and it has the examiner, and it has certs and awards. Now, of course, there's the student examiner, and there is the PC examiner, and there is anything we once knew as qual fits there, but there would also be here any review. You know, public review of PCs, that would be there. A review auditor would be there. A cramming of students, that would be there. Any qual that you've known has gone over to 15. And that leaves two other departments open. So this is published in HCO Policy Letter, 14 August 1971, Issue 2. Now that tells us where Old Qual is. Now all you really have to preserve of Old Qual, however, today, is the I&I, the interview and invoice, the examiner, student examiner, PC examiner, and certs and awards. That's all that has to be preserved. And they, of course, have to be there. And you'll find out in one form or another those exist in most orgs. So the action is just to take anything they've got in Qual and say you're now all Department 15. And then you put in the rest of it. They may have a staff training officer. If they do have, that's rare, but if they do have, he goes back over into 13. So if they have a staff training officer, he can be placed over into 13. But the main thing for you to know is that this is really a mini-qual. And the new idea here, which was what was really meant in FBDL 101 when this first emerges, is that we are discussing a mini-qual. We really aren't discussing a full, big dress parade qual. It will grow. Just make sure that it does. But it doesn't take much to get in a small qual. Now, they've got somebody over there who examines and makes up the certs. Well, good. Put him over in 15. Now, what about I&I? Now, in view of the fact that Department 13, with word clearing, has something to sell, you don't want that invoiced on credit, particularly, so it can be sold from the registrar. If it is delivered in 13, it can be sold from the registrar, but in that case, your interview and invoice would simply have to be shown the fact that it was invoiced. I wouldn't try to start up a separate organization that was serving the public. There is no reason under the sun why the HGC cannot deliver word clearing, providing they are grouped in. That doesn't move all word clearing into the HGC, which you will sometimes find you have far too much word clearing to do, because I can assure you this will sooner or later get popular with the public. So I wouldn't try to run a whole new org. I would keep it to the basic job of keeping Scientology working. So with this policy letter, let us see what the basic structure is. The basic structure not of the Qual division, but of its communication lines. A mini-Qual would be in the org, and there would be a Qual bureau, or it's called a correction bureau in a CLO, and it's Bureau 5A, because training and services is Bureau 5. And it is released with its org board of HCO Policy Letter, 14 August 71. Well, you say, but look, wait, that if you look at this, you find out that's just the enhancement chief and enhancement establishment section and the org qual inspectors and so on. It doesn't seem to give any service at all. So therefore, one of these requires either in training and services or the service org. Nearly every one of these CLOs and so forth is acquiring some form of service org. It's got a little mini qual in it. So what you do is you run this little mini qual in the service org. You just make sure they have a mini qual. Then you make sure that quals exist. And then you push into that mini qual this area here, which says Qual Personnel Training Section of the Bureau, you push that over into the service org and you make them run it along with their intern course. But as it exists right now, the idea is that in the org itself would be a mini qual, and then there is a bureau that takes care of it, and then we're putting together a structure here on flag. I am it just now, as far as the flag bureau hat of running it is concerned, but it will tend to move out and become established just as soon as we can establish these lines. They're in the process of establishment, in other words. Now, I just wanted to show you, the basic line design is the qual in the org, the qual bureau, correction bureau, in the CLO, and then there is somebody in the flag bureau who is looking after that line. So here is the way that you operate at org level. You have Division 5 Qual Org Board, and it has a Qual Sec and a Deputy Qual Sec for Org Admin. Now you say, well, wait a minute, the Qual Sec's a senior, so he attends the Ad Council. Well, that's what's wrong. We've already piloted that out years ago, and we found out that if we didn't have an officer in Qual who went over and attended the Ad Council meetings and took care of all of the internal org divisional administration duties, that the Qual Sec never had a prayer. He couldn't do his job. So that's really the beginning, and this is where it began, of the product officer, org officer system, began in Qual on flag. And that deputy Qual Sec, he takes care of all the organization or org officer actions. He makes sure that you get personnel. He attends Ad Council meetings. He runs around and argues with people about this or that and defends them off. And the Qual Sec keeps Qual running. Now, Department 13 is basically a department for the org itself. And therefore, if Department 13 is in and functioning, the org will come straight. And if Department 13 isn't functioning, the org won't come straight. So you're fond of believing that the org would be established and formed and would run all right from HCO. No, it won't. Because after HCO establishes it, then Department 13 must be there to make it functional. After they have hatted some bloke in HCO, they find out that he actually wasn't qualified to run lawnmowers. So there's a close cooperation between Department 13, Department of Personnel Enhancement, and HCO, particularly with the hatting section. And Department 13 will be found to be failing to the degree that Department 3 Ethics is functioning. After you get one of these things operating from the Bureau 5 CLO level, you could just go in to inspect 13, go into Department 3, and see how busy, how empty, or how upset that area was with regard to ethics actions, and it would give you the instant index of whether or not they had a functioning Department 13. Because this is basically personnel enhancement. You notice that isn't personnel enhancement, but it actually could be. But if you call it personal enhancement, then it would seem like a public area, which it really isn't. The expansion of the org, so great is the technical burden that this unit carries, the expansion of the org is totally dependent, really, upon the functioning of that one department. So you got a new staff member of some kind or another. He's just been hired or something. He must be brought in there and programmed. I don't care what personnel interviews he's had. He's got to be brought in and programmed one way or the other. Now, having been programmed, why then he can be put onto his training cycles and so on. Well, you're not necessarily going to train this fellow because there usually is some kind of a staff study course. And that is best run in the academy. And we find all formal training that goes down the line on a check sheet does not prosper in QAL, but prospers in the academy or the department of training, just like any other area, even when it's irregularly timed. That is to say, if the fellow, it's a part-time, that also applies to part-time. You have three training periods in the day or something of that sort, and it's just another part of the academy. You don't want anything to do with it. But the staff training officer that sees that people get to it and so forth, as a post, would be here and would probably be combined with programming. So what is this fellow being trained on? Well, he's being trained on this, that, and the other thing, and so on. So the first action that you get in 13 is programming. And if you program everybody in the place, why, you've got it made. And the one thing which a Department 13, when it's first put in, always has done without any exception whatsoever is program everybody off his post. And it unstabilizes the whole org, and that's the end of it. That is inevitably the first thing that occurs to anybody. I suppose they get it off the staff. Well, a fellow comes in, he's just been hired to fix up the garden or something of the sort. I want to be an FEBC and so forth, and I want to become the executive director. And the green programmer sits there, and he works it all out, and he says, you take this and you take that, and then you go to flag and so forth. And a while later you say, what's the matter with the lawn? Well, as a matter of fact, he's studying. He isn't studying anything to do with his post. And what is violated is this HCOB on the supreme test of the Thetan. They haven't gotten to A, so can never go to B. The supreme test of the Thetan is, can he start at A and go to B? And you will be mystified many times as why people never get to B. Well, they never get to B because they've never arrived at A. And the A in this case is he must be programmed onto the post which he has been assigned. And if he fully makes that post, he will now be at A. And having accumulated some good stats and some good service on that post, he will have enough of a win, he will be sufficiently confident that he can then be programmed to a new post, B. And he may occupy the post at A for some little time while studying for B, but that will be in the latter part of his career on A. Do you follow? But that is inevitably, we have found that to be inevitable. This is the one point which we have to watch like a hawk, is in programming, are they programming them onto their posts or off of their posts? It's very simple to program somebody onto his post unless he doesn't want to be it or something. But you'll find usually that if he doesn't want his post, he doesn't know what it is. And that is usually what happens. So you get into a word clearing action. You find that's very interesting, the confusions which you have to deal with in programming. And therefore, you have to have a fairly good line whereby the programmer isn't totally tied up with word clearing. He must be able to move the fellow aside to get some words cleared. Otherwise, he'll never get any programming done, because when you're word clearing, method two, it can take a long while. And the programmer won't get any programming done. And if you find that programming is backlogging, it will merely be because it is doing too much word clearing to program. And so you must have a line that moves the person who is being programmed, who is all blah, blah, blah on the subject and so on, and he has to have words cleared on the post which he has, and so on, then he's got to be moved over to word clearing to do method two. Now, you've been grooved in here recently that word clearing only does method one, but there's nobody said that is the case. Actually, it's got such a backlog of method one word clearing that it's flat out to get it done. So therefore, programming can get very badly jammed up on word clearing. So there is no absolute rule that the programmer cannot word clear on two. He would have to be able to. But that if he's getting too tied up on the subject and his job is backlogging, why then it had better become a matter for the word clearing unit. And you make it. You find out that word clearing is the basic difficulty with programming. You sit there and listen to all these considerations of one kind or another, and if you buy them, you're dead. It's all a misunderstood word. And you say, well, of course, no way. You see, you can be so reasonable about it. Of course, nobody under God's green earth would want to work in some department or another. We know the boss of it is mean or something. Nobody'd want to work there. And, of course, you know, you get terribly reasonable. And who would want such a low-level post, you see? And you can think of a lot of things like this. And after you've thunk them all up, and you find out that he doesn't know what the word hat means or something, it becomes ridiculous. And almost anybody is better for being able to actually get to a point A and get some successes on it. And move on up the line. It is those who haven't done that from whom we have had the most trouble. Let me show you another mechanism here, and this is another point in programming which is terribly important to you. Is there is a system followed out, it was invented by psychologists, believe it or not, that if an individual does not fit in one part of an org, then he possibly has aptitude which will fit him in another part of the org. And this is one of the reasons that lies back of musical chairs. And you say, well, this fellow isn't doing all right as a mail clerk. Let's see whether or not we can't put him on as reception in Division 6. Maybe he can function there. Now, remember that that is a psychologist's idea. And the second you start that, you're dead. And here's why you're dead. Because there will probably be so few people in Division 6, that the next thing you know, you've got him as a distribution, as a department head or the distribution secretary. And then, because he is so easily sparable, he's sent off for some high-level training or something, and you've really begun it. When you program staff, when you permit staff by programming, and so on, to be transferred over, not having made it on this post, be transferred over to another post, it is normally into a part of an org which is empty of personnel. And that means that it has a scarcity of seniors. And that means the next thing you know, he will be the director of something. And because the personnel is still scarce, he will wind up as a secretary of the division. And then you wonder why that division doesn't work. Well, the division doesn't work not because he's a bad hat, but because he's never made A. And so he will just roam around as a random particle in the org from there on out. You start on stabilizing people without programming them very thoroughly. And it really unstabilizes the whole org. Do you see how the thing is? So this guy comes in and he smokes dope and he's horrible and terrible and he's got a father that is PTS to his grandmother and it's awful. And you say, well, nothing could be done with this. Well, American efficiency It's actually a French system, I think, originally, and had a name. It had a name. You just kept firing people. You kept hiring and firing people till you wound up with some people who could function. And that actually is a system that is followed by American business, the army, not followed by the government. The government exclusively deals with people who can't function. They get rid of all the guys who can. The system. So you have to watch this. So you have to have some knowledge of the personnel series and transfers and HAS policies. But you have to watch this with great care that you don't just suddenly get somebody in there and start programming people off their post. The first question of programming is, has he made the post he is on? And that is the duty of personnel programming, is to get him to make the post he is on. And when he is made sure, maybe he got misposted. Yeah, maybe he's supposed to be a DIRCOM runner, and he's only got one leg. So that's tough. It's at that point you become completely unreasonable. He's got to make the post he's on, and you can do it. You can do it with word clearing and so forth, and he will eventually sit down, and he'll do this post, and he'll have a win, and he will be able to function with the post, and after a while, why, his stats will be in such a shape that he can be programmed for a promotion or to somewhere else. I mean, just do it with the one, the two, or three. In other words, get him to A and then get him to B. And it's very sensible, but then they come in and say, this person hasn't any real aptitude in the subject of arithmetic, and we don't want him anymore in income. Our stats have been wrong every day for the last, you know, HCO, old think, is, oh, well, we'll have to get somebody who knows arithmetic, and so I transfer that fellow off, and we'll send him to distribution division. There's no distribution sec right now. And so the net result of the thing is, this the org is just in continuous upheaval, because not because they're all bad hats, because nobody has ever made anything. And they're all unstable on their post because there's nobody in the org has ever made the post that he was put on to begin with. You can normally trace the breakdown of a personnel in an org from the first post he was removed from. And that is interesting in the field of programming. Somebody was put on one time as an aide and was taken off as an aide, and this is the sad part of it. Really not taken off for incompetence. The person didn't understand that they were being posted temporarily. When the person was taken off as an aide, went promptly into a decline and went round and round and round. It was just temporary posting. They were sent to a divisional secretary afterwards. And that haunted that person for the better part of a year. And if you want to know what the basic on the chain was, this person carried around the idea that on post, he failed. And that was her relationship to a post, was something on which one failed. Became very frightened of losing every post that she was on, so on. Just traced back, a minor auditing job, actually. But it won't clear up until you trace it back to the first post they lost, because there was probably an earlier post, and they didn't make that post because they weren't programmed onto it. So programming is very important. They didn't study the things necessary to make the post. And that's why you get reversion, or demotion, or reversion, as a possible answer to the situation. Now, programming could be so extreme that this person is absolutely not making it at all in some point of the org, and you try in vain to find out, well, you find out they never got programmed onto it, they haven't held a post in the org yet. You actually, in extremis, in consultation with HCO, could recommend that the person occupy the first post, not the first post they were successful on, but just go back and occupy the first post they ever occupied, and so on, get programmed onto this post and actually make it and get programmed on up the line. In other words, let's get this thing straight. Now, let me show you that there's a comparison to this in auditing. The way to straighten out somebody who has had 15 different programs run on him is to go to the first one that was not completed and finish it, and go to the next one that was not completed and finish it, and so on. He'll come out right as rain. You got it? So anything that you do in auditing has a comparable level in the field of programming. If you can wrap your wits around that, why, you got it made. It's just like auditing programming. I've got somebody right now who won't study his SO member hat. That was the first thing on his check sheet, and he missed it because he's too busy. He's got to do something else. Now, my think in that is, let's see, what post was this guy put on that he missed? What wasn't he ever on? Now, one of the ways you could handle the whole thing is find out what post he was never programmed properly onto, and then program him properly onto that post. And he will, because from here on, he will just start roaming around the org. He's already. So I'm just giving you the example of think. Oh, well, this fellow is having awful trouble, and he doesn't want this program. He wants some other program. See, alter is. All right, well, he's got misunderstood words galore on some earlier post that he was on. He's in a mess somehow or another. But basically, the program is out. He must have taken off from, tried to take off from B without ever having gotten there. And he just going to go on from there. He's going to be in a mad state. Oh, you could get him to study. You could audit him. You could do this. You could do that. You could do the other thing with him. You might or might not be able to bring him straight. But programming has it in its power to get it straight and just make a recommendation and say, all right, now this fellow's having an awful time with the fellow, and he's just goofing up like mad and so forth. Let's go back to the personnel record, or let's interview him and let's find out what post he failed on. Now, of course, there's posts earlier than the organization that he may have failed on. So how do you handle that? You can't go back and make him be a bank clerk and so on. Well, there's where auditing comes in, and it had to be auditing directly on former posts. You'd have to straighten it out by auditing. But in the continuous re-stimulation and in the environment of lost posts in the organization, he's not going to make it unless you really do get him programmed onto everything he's missed. You'll find people who have started 8 courses and have not finished any of them. If you expect them to finish any courses now without going back and finish course number 1, forget it. Because on course number 1, they've got enough misunderstood words and things to make them blow off of it and all the remaining lot. It's important. So therefore, programming has its own special skill, but it's most horse sense, and if you just treat it as though you're laying out auditing programs for the fellow, well, you're all right. You know the fatality of putting a fellow on an auditing program. Let's audit him from power up without touching Dianetics or grades. Not going to do it. Let's not finish anything on the case and then wonder what's wrong with him. So that's what it takes, and that's the basic think of programming. Now, I don't have to go into word clearing very strenuously for the excellent reason that it is the word clearing series and is the most self-explanatory series that anybody has ever laid out. I've been working on this. Actually, the brother or the cousin, the grandfather of the word clearing series is the See Watch Picture book. And Mary Sue did that, and we found out that it was difficult to teach people the complexities of bridge duties and ship handling. And she worked for a long, 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 long time. I said, look, the people with whom you're dealing are TV-oriented. They're visual-oriented. So let's get out a picture book. And she worked and worked and worked on this, and she got out a Sea Watch picture book. Now, it's interesting. On Lost Tech, I found out the other day that one of the reasons we were having a little trouble on the bridge is they sort of lost their copies of the Sea Watch picture book, and people were getting specialist training without having the general training first of the Sea Watch picture book. You could get a similar thing without anybody doing the basic bulletins of the word clearing series. Why, he all of a sudden is specialized as a word clearer. You get the idea. He specialized in picking up single words. And he doesn't know anything about method one or the rest of those. You get a kind of a messy thing because he doesn't know the scene. So the Sea Watch picture book gave him the scene. And after they've done the Sea Watch picture book, well, then you can specialize, train them on these things. And it's immediate, very quick. They're right on the ball. But that is the great granddaddy of this. And that's why you see some pictures involved in this thing. And it communicates with great speed. People are not having any trouble with it at all. And the reason why it has to be communicated that way is it's wrong with everybody who reads it. And boy, does it have to have a velocity of communication, because it itself is communicating about what is wrong with the person to whom it is communicating on the exact subject. And that is something for you to realize when you're getting it across. So therefore, you will see that it has pictures. And pictures are a very, very good mechanism for the communication of it. Don't think you can get away bypassing misunderstood words by getting somebody to simply punch a button or do an automatic type of procedure that if you just do this and that, why then that will come out true. An automatic type of procedure. The whole civilization at this time is trying to bypass lack of comprehension by making men into machines. You'll find in this basic staff hat, volume 0 OEC course, it says this is a bit bad to do because you spoil the individual's initiative. What does man have that is valuable? Man has initiative. He can be causative. When you try to make him over into a machine, it's just an effect. It doesn't get very effective. That's why you find me every once in a while beginning to get very, very cross if I find people are demanding too many orders. It's not that I mind giving them orders. I have done my TR0 on regiments as far as that's concerned. I can give orders. I can give them in the streams. But when they are demanding too many orders, something is wrecking their initiative. The basic thing that wrecks their initiative is the misunderstood word. So if you find an org has too many misunderstood words in it, it will demand orders. It will demand that people say, pick up your right foot and put it in front of your left foot, and then pick up your left foot and put that in front of your right foot. That's a good boy. Now, pick up the right foot. So therefore, I say I don't have to go into the technology of word clearing, but how Department 13 uses it is quite important. Therefore, you automatically and immediately assume that every time anybody is hatted, that he must be word cleared on his hat, method 2. Instant assumption. HCO gives itself huge points. Vaulting graphs, everybody is hatted, and it's terrific, and so forth. Your automatic assumption is that they've been hatted, but they don't know what the hat means because they got misunderstood words in it. And they won't be able to operate in that sphere until you clean them up and loosen them up on that subject. And that is the assumption of Department 13. Yeah, he's been hatted. Quote, unquote. Well, it's up to you to take the quotes off and put an exclamation point after hatted. Some people favor hattering by taking a German helmet, putting it on the fellow's head, and hitting him with a sledgehammer. Now, that, they get very, very upset on the subject because people who, quote, have been hatted don't seem to be able to perform the functions of the post for which they have been hatted. The mystery of all that is simply the misunderstood word. And the cure for it is that one gets the person to read the most fundamental and basic materials. It doesn't even matter if the hat is terribly extensive. You merely want the earliest materials or descriptions of this hat. And you want him to read that method, too, while you comb it out of the e-meter. And all of a sudden, you will find the most miraculous things start occurring with regard to this hat. So you have a direct, definite relationship to hatting. And nobody is really hatted until he has gone through 13 fully. Now, you probably wondered why it's called Method 1, Method 2, and Method 3. Let me give you a sequence here that is very applicable to this department. Method 1, Method 2, Method 3, because they normally start in doing Method 3, and then they do word clearing on materials Method 2, and then they get picked up, and Method 1 is done on them. So obviously they're numbered backwards, aren't they? No. They belong just the way they are, because the first thing you do on somebody is general word clearing, Method 1, and then you do Method 2 on the materials which he has, and after that he will get smart enough himself to do Method 3. Do you notice in academies and so forth they're doing it in reverse? They have them combing all the time with Method 3, Method 3, Method 3. No, 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 no. Here's some oddities which can occur. I saw somebody the other day wouldn't attest their Method 1 word clearing because they had spent all morning studying, doing Method 2, and found out there were a lot of words they didn't understand. The moral of that is get them to attest at once. It's a misnomer to some degree. When we say clearing, we think in terms of an absolute. Well, all you've done with Method 1, word clearing, is get the fundamental basics out that have been hanging them up for the last few billion. And you get those out of the road so that it's easy to do two. So it doesn't take you 7 hours to clear the word the, because it is hung up on the word gg. Way, 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 way back. Do you follow? So that is actually, you're just doing a whole track clearing on the subject so that he can think on this subject. Now, when you do a method two, before you've done a method one, it's going to take a very long time, I can assure you, because you're sort of like you're running a late engram on the chain, and it'll grind. You see, A, B, C, D, A, B, C, D, clean up the word, the A, B, C, D, A, B, C, D, A, B, C, D, oh, God. Use it in the sentence again. Well, it's just too late on the chain. Now that you've pulled the basics with method one, why, now it's very easy to do two, and you always save time by doing it, method one, method two, method three, and you'll save a great deal of time. And so the proper sequence to handle anybody on this line is method one, method two, blow method three, leave that to him, leave it to the academy, leave it to somebody else, see? You won't do very much method three. And then purpose clearing.
Lecture continues on part two.